Quantum Foam.
Episode 46. Cryptocurrency. Part 1.
Quantum Foam.
Physics. Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe. Physics.
This is episode 46, Cryptocurrency. We are going over digital currencies, otherwise known as cryptocurrency. I've been needing to do this episode for a while. I figured that it would be beneficial to the public to have a scientist explain what exactly cryptocurrency is and how the financial system is absorbing this technology into its frameworks. This is a beginner's tutorial on what cryptocurrencies are, what Bitcoin is, what different types of digital assets and blockchain technology are. So the point of this is so that we can make money. The idea is to buy low, sell high. A share and a coin or a token is the same thing. There are different tokens in cryptocurrency. There are different coins in cryptocurrency. And there is blockchain technology. We will get into all of this and a beginner's guide shortly. You guys going to help me out with this?
We may mostly sit out this one. You got it?
What do you think?
You got it.
You guys can just do what you normally do and explain definitions and things like that. That always helps because we expect the robot to be the smartest one in the room. I'm just here as the host. Eventually, we may have guests on the show. And for now, we just have the three main robots, Dr. Hawking, Sir Isaac Newton, and Albert Einstein, otherwise known as Herr Einstein. All right, let's get into this. What are cryptocurrencies, and why is the world paying attention? A crypto FAQ for beginners. A crypto FAQ for beginners. Cryptocurrencies are digital assets that rely on an encrypted network to execute, verify, and record transactions, independent of a centralized authority, such as a government or a central bank. This is quite a complicated concept, so I think it would be beneficial if we broke these down. Cryptocurrencies, or crypto for short, let me get some of that crypto, are decentralized currencies, meaning they're neither issued nor governed by a central bank. Some cryptocurrencies are issued by their developers, while others are generated by their respective network algorithms. Crypto are digital assets. They basically don't have a tangible form. They're completely made of ones and zeros, and they use cryptography to assure their fluidity. Cryptocurrencies exist and operate on what is known as a public ledger, and that is called the blockchain, which records all transactions.
The idea of a blockchain is quite fascinating.
You've heard of blockchain technology. That's basically what it means. It's a public ledger, and there's a big list of every transaction that has ever been done. Bitcoin goes back to 2009, so there's essentially a list spanning from 2009 until now that says every transaction, and there's lots of them. It uses encryption to keep the ledger safe. Blockchain encryption is designed to make all transactions immutable and secure from tampering, counterfeit, and other forms of fraudulent transactions. All right, is cryptocurrency a type of money? All right. Although cryptocurrency is defined as a form of digital currency, implying it's a kind of money, all right, most businesses and consumers have not adopted it as a common medium of change, but that is vastly changing. In other words, most stores will not accept crypto as a form of payment.
Not directly, anyway.
There are ways to do this using things like a BitPay debit card that is a Visa or a MasterCard, but it uses cryptocurrency as its currency. So you have, for example, $25 in Litecoin, and you have a BitPay card. You swipe the card and use it as a Visa or MasterCard at a store or a convenience store or a grocery store or somewhere, and it takes away from that $25 in cryptocurrency. You don't have more than that. You have exactly $25. It sells the Litecoin and it converts it to United States dollars, otherwise known as USD. All right, what is a blockchain technology? A blockchain is an encrypted public ledger through which digital assets can be transferred, recorded, and stored. It's essentially a decentralized network, also called a distributed ledger technology. DLT. This means there is no single authority serving as a sort of gatekeeper or maybe a facilitator for the transactions taking place within this network. Instead, the computers participating in the network are tasked with verifying and facilitating each block, i.e., each transaction within the chain. Each transaction is called a block, and that is why it is a blockchain, because one block goes after another, similar to one transaction after another. In some cases, all the computers work together to verify and facilitate each block action. In other cases, a group of computers is selected at random. This is where cryptocurrency miners are relevant. M-I-N-E-R-S. They mine the currency by processing transactions. This is what makes blockchain transactions secure and nearly impossible to alter. Tens of thousands of computers must verify a single transaction or entry. If there's a disagreement among computers, the transaction will be voided. This verification procedure is also what can make blockchain transactions slow and energy inefficient. Sometimes there are problems with this, and it takes a while for the transaction to be processed due to the available computing power. There are lots of computers across the globe working to verify every single transaction, but it still may take some time. Why is blockchain considered a tech disruptor, blowing other companies out of the water? Blockchain's capacity to permanently record and store transaction records and information in a highly secure manner makes it an attractive technology for many businesses and governments. Here's a limited list of potential use cases for blockchain technology: domestic and international payments, contracts like Ethereum, health records, real estate transactions, energy transactions, supply chain management, digital art transactions, and what is known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. Essentially, it's a digital picture of art or something, and it has steganography watermarks built within the picture in order to catalog the specific image on a digital ledger or blockchain technology. It is known as an NFT, and this is how one person can own a digital image, even though the digital image can be copied using a computer. One last use case is possibly for voting. Furthermore, blockchain technology is an open source style of network. This means developers can work autonomously to improve its functions. The more efficient a blockchain ecosystem becomes, the easier it is for corporations and governments to adopt it as a part of their regular operations. They have, as of now, allowed ETFs with the financial system. This is an electronic transfer of funds, meaning they are able to trade cryptocurrency and convert it with United States dollars and other fiat currencies. So, what are the most popular types of cryptocurrency? Among the nearly 20,000 cryptocurrencies in existence, Bitcoin and Ethereum are the two largest cryptocurrencies by market capitalization. Market capitalization can be described as the following: a company's market capitalization, or total outstanding share value, might not seem important when you buy a smartphone, cereal, or car, but when you buy shares, market cap isn't just a ranking system for stocks. It's like having a playbook that tells you how a stock might behave. You encounter market capitalization every time you check the major indices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500, for example, are packed with some of the largest companies. For example, some monster names on Wall Street such as Apple and Microsoft, AAPL and MSFT, respectively, sometimes boast market capitalizations of $2 trillion or more. The market capitalization is the outstanding share value of that company. Bitcoin, the original and largest cryptocurrency, was developed in 2009 as an alternative monetary asset, an alternative to the United States dollar and other fiat currencies. Although some vendors may accept Bitcoin as payment, most investors view it as a speculative investment. There has been some pushback from the financial industry. Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap. Unlike Bitcoin, Ethereum was not designed to function solely as an alternative monetary asset. Instead, it was designed as an innovative ledger technology to help companies securely transport data, store data, and build new programs and applications. In short, Ethereum is a massive digital ecosystem through which digital information and computer applications can be transported, stored, and even created. What does crypto aim to achieve? Some cryptocurrencies, like Bitcoin and Tether, were developed to serve a monetary function. Others, such as Dogecoin and Shiba Inu coin, are considered meme coins, developed as novelty items whose values rely on popularity and trading. Tether is a stable coin, USDT, Dogecoin, and Shiba Inu are meme coins, and they are the most popular forms of currency, and they are heavily supported, especially Dogecoin. Many, if not most, cryptocurrencies were developed to solve challenges within the blockchain ecosystem, such as transmission speed, scalability, security, energy efficiency, and cost efficiency. Each cryptocurrency uses a different algorithm. Some of them use the same algorithm. Things like Litecoin and Dogecoin use the Scrypt algorithm, and Bitcoin and Litecoin Cash use the SHA-256 algorithm. Mining computers process transactions by finding the solution to cryptographic functions that are embedded inside of the algorithm that runs the currency, and when they are done, they publish to the blockchain in a public manner. There are coins like Zcash, ZEC, that have a hidden blockchain for security purposes. Bitcoin and Litecoin have public blockchains that can be read by a computer system, and Zcash encrypts its algorithm to keep the transactions secure. How can I invest in crypto? You can purchase crypto through a cryptocurrency exchange or any financial institution that can broker a cryptocurrency transaction. This is mostly things like Coinbase and Gemini and Kraken and old ones like South Exchange and Bittrex. I believe those two have gone under as of the time of this writing. Once you purchase cryptocurrency, you can secure your crypto coins in a digital wallet, online wallet, or hardware wallet. What are the risks of investing in crypto? Here are a few more common risks in the cryptocurrency investment. Volatility risk. Crypto prices frequently exhibit extreme swings during certain economic or market conditions. I know right now I wanted to mention one of the best coins to trade buy low, sell high style is Zcash, and it was 150 the last time I looked. They are projecting it could be over 300.
It just hit $174. Then, after going way up, it hit $714 on November 16, 2025. It had been 200 back in March of 2022. It was 314 in May of 2021, and it was 756 back in January of 2018.
That is definitely one to keep an eye on for trading purposes.
I'm not going to tell you most prices of coins because as of the time of this writing, they are a certain level, but they fluctuate so much that when you are listening to this years later, it could be 2040 by the time you're hearing this, and the coins are completely different prices. They'll probably be way more and worth a lot more, but we don't really have time to get into that for now. Let's take the midpoint.
You're doing great.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Hawking.
And I am Sir Isaac Newton.
I am Albert Einstein.
And last but not least, I am Dr. Hezekiah Paul Smith. This is the midpoint of episode 46, Cryptocurrency, part 1 of Quantum Foam. Let's get back to the show. Okay, getting back into this. What are the risks of investing in crypto? Volatility risk. Next is liquidity risk. Some cryptocurrencies trade with light volume and thus can be easily manipulated by buyers with large capital resources or sellers who have a large stake in a given currency. Cybersecurity risk. Your crypto can be stolen if a bad actor has access to your crypto wallet's private key. There are private keys that keep wallets safe, and you're supposed to keep these passphrases or passwords safe as though they were money. If somebody is looking over your shoulder and sees your passphrase, they can open a new wallet and transfer your wallet to their wallet and steal your assets. This happens if you give your key up to somebody and they screw you over and take your money. This has been known to happen at various cryptocurrency exchanges. There was Mt. Gox a long time ago. There was NiceHash back in 2017. And there was a lot of other instances where money has been stolen due to misuse of a private key for a wallet. A big, huge cryptocurrency company has been known to keep most of their money in only a few wallet addresses, and somebody got a hold of those wallet addresses, or the person who was maintaining it working for the company did an inside job and gave the keys to somebody else and then was paid separately. That is the thing with this currency. There is overnight risk. Because crypto trades 24/7, your holdings are subject to adverse fluctuations overnight. Next is vanishing risk. There are factors that have caused certain crypto coins to vanish. I think BitConnect was one of those. I remember seeing the stock deflate 95% in one day when it was found out that they were running a Ponzi scheme.
A Ponzi scheme is a form of fraud that lures investors and pays profits to earlier investors with funds from more recent investors.
These instances are rare and unique to particular coins. BitConnect, ticker code BCC, was an open source cryptocurrency in 2016 to 2018 that was connected with a high yield investment program, a type of Ponzi scheme. After the platform administrators closed the earning platform on January 16, 2018, and refunded the users' investments in BCC following a 92% coin value crash, confidence was lost and the value of the coin plummeted to below $1 from a previous high of nearly $525. This is what you want to try to avoid. This was a big one. It says 92% here, but I remember seeing on the ticker a 95 or 94% drop in one day, and this thing was worth over $500. Imagine putting millions of dollars into that and losing that. That is what vanishing risk is. The bottom line, although the original idea behind cryptocurrency was to create an alternative monetary asset, many investors purchase cryptocurrency as an alternative asset. Crypto is an emerging field. It's still relatively new. Bitcoin goes back to 2009, but there's a lot of cryptocurrency that started way later. And so it has been only 5 to 10 years, or maybe only a few years, since certain cryptocurrencies have become supported.
On CoinMarketCap.com, Raptorium goes back to October of 2021, 4 years exactly at the date of this recording.
There are plenty of brilliant ideas in the crypto world. It seems like there's a coin for every different type of situation, but not every blockchain innovation will find its way to mainstream use. So if you're planning on investing in cryptocurrencies, definitely proceed with a healthy dose of caution. I think we have a little more time here. We can go into some specifics. What is a cryptocurrency wallet? This is how you hold your digital assets. You have a wallet. It's backed up by a 12-phrase security code. It loads on a program. It shows a list of your assets. Let's say we have Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. There's different amounts for each one. What you do is you copy and paste or use a QR code to input a crypto hash, a hash number, or a key. You use that key to direct your currency to that key. You enter the key into your program. You send one Bitcoin to a certain key that's a SHA-256 hash that directs it to a wallet. You type one Bitcoin, send to this key, enter. It sends it to that key. It takes a half hour. I've even seen it take a day, but there's a Lightning network also that is quicker with Bitcoin. This is popular today. It usually takes 10 to 15 to maybe a half hour to get your money from one place to another. I remember back when I first started in 2017, it was a little bit late, but it's been a while now, so I definitely have some experience with these cryptocurrency operations. I had to wait for the money to transfer from Europe over to here. Coinbase is one of the main places where you can store your currency safely. Coinbase.com. Remember that. I've heard horror stories of them taking people's money and stuff, but that was a long time ago, and that was probably people who were engaging in illegal activity. If you use your currency for legal purposes, there is no reason why anybody is going to take your money as long as you keep track of your specific keys. Wallet addresses are hash digits that are alphanumeric, and some of them are really long, some of them are short. There's different ones for Zcash, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin, and each type of currency. Some of them use the Ethereum style of cryptocurrency wallet address, but they're a different currency, yet they use Ethereum since they're built on the Ethereum platform. So some wallet addresses may be the same, but you need to keep track of which ones are which. Essentially, the main thing you need to do is only send Litecoin to Litecoin addresses, only send Bitcoin to Bitcoin addresses, only send Zcash to Zcash addresses. You do not want to send a Litecoin to a Bitcoin to a Zcash, or a Zcash to an Ethereum wallet address. Otherwise, who knows what will happen. It may not even send it because it can tell that it's not the correct address, but sometimes it accepts the address and your money will disappear. So make sure you send one thing from one wallet and keep it the same wallet. Are you wondering about these crypto wallets? Cryptocurrency wallets provide access to cryptocurrency and other digital assets. They may be offline or online. Software and web-based wallets are often referred to as hot wallets, while hardware and physical paper wallets are classified as cold. Trying to decide whether to keep your crypto in hot or cold storage, perhaps both, here's what you need to know. I'll say right off the bat that it's better to use a hardware wallet or a wallet that has two-factor authentication, similar to Coinbase, where you send your money from one place to another. It requires you to use Google Authenticator or something that is essentially unhackable. As far as I know, Google Authenticator is pretty unhackable, so Coinbase is fairly secure. Now, there's other ones like Atomic Wallet that run off of a 12-phrase passcode, and so as long as you don't have anybody looking over your shoulder and you don't show anybody your 12-phrase passcode and your computer does not get hacked and somebody reads an open text file with it, what I would do is create a text file, encrypt that text file with a code, make sure you remember that code, and keep it on your computer, whether it's connected to the internet or not. When you need to access that code, type in the code that you encrypted it with, then open your wallet and enter in the 12-phrase passcode. You shouldn't have to do anything with this, but make sure you save that passcode and make sure you can get into your encrypted file. Otherwise, your money is gone. Be careful. So, real quick, You might think that a cryptocurrency wallet stores crypto assets, but that's not exactly true. Instead, crypto wallets store private keys, long strings of letters and numbers that can be paired with public keys to enable access to cryptocurrency on a blockchain. There's a private key and a public key, and you hold the private keys to secure your wallet, and you use the public keys to send money to other wallets. Crypto wallets can store the private keys to multiple cryptocurrencies and other digital assets, such as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, which can be used to signify ownership of almost anything. Steganographically speaking, there are several different types of cryptocurrency wallets. Steganographically speaking, hardware wallet. A hardware wallet is a physical device that stores cryptocurrency private keys in an offline, cold format. Crypto hardware wallets can connect to the internet to send and receive digital assets, but the default storage state is offline. Hardware wallets are typically non-custodial, meaning that no person or entity other than the crypto owner has custody over the wallet's assets. Software wallet. A cryptocurrency software wallet is electronic and lives on one or more of your devices. Software wallets are hot when they are connected to the internet. Software wallets can be non-custodial, providing the owner full control over their digital asset. Web-based wallet. This is similar to Coinbase. They hold different keys. They technically hold the keys you log into an account using a username. Web-based cryptocurrency wallets exist only online. They are not supported by any software or physical device. Web-based wallets are always hot and are usually custodial wallets that are controlled by a host platform. There's also paper wallets. A paper cryptocurrency wallet is the ultimate cold, offline, non-custodial crypto wallet. A paper wallet is simply a physical print version of the wallet's private keys. It's a print of your keys. Paper wallets may have QR codes to simplify the connection to the internet. I have a donation thing on one of my websites where you take a picture of the QR code and it loads it in the program. Atomic has a function where you use your camera and take a picture and scan a QR code and it enters in the public key that is the wallet address. So it loads the wallet into the program and then you hit an amount and hit enter. It makes it easier. Hot wallets versus cold wallets. Which type of wallet is the most convenient and which is most secure? And what about the costs? With Coinbase, they have two-factor authentication, so that makes it a little more secure than you might think. If you have millions and billions of dollars, the thing is, you need something like Coinbase to transfer and convert the money into United States dollars and then send it to a bank account. If you just have a certain cryptocurrency that doesn't have any liquidity and there's no way to convert it to another coin that can convert it into USD, then it doesn't seem like you have that much money. You may have a bazillion dollars in a currency that has no liquidity and it be worth nothing. So make sure your wallet is filled with currencies that have liquidity, like the main, Litecoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Zcash, Shiba Inu, and Doge, and other highly supported currencies that have a high liquidity. And it may be low convenience for a paper wallet and a hardware wallet, but they're the most secure. It costs money for a hardware wallet. It costs some money sometimes for web-based wallets, but usually they're low priced or nearly free. How cryptocurrency wallets work, and we will be coming to a close here after a short bit. The most important thing to understand about cryptocurrency wallets is that, unlike the wallet in your pocket, they don't store any currency. Cryptocurrency wallets store extremely long strings of letters and numbers, which are called private keys, that can be paired with public keys on a blockchain to access your cryptocurrency and other digital assets. Perhaps you want a hot wallet for your tradable crypto asset and another one for your long-term assets. This is called HODLing, H-O-D-L. Somebody misspelled H-O-L-D to H-O-D-L, and it stuck as a buzz phrase. I'm going to HODL my assets. That means hold until the cryptocurrency goes up. And if you've gone this far with us here, then you already are ahead of the game. But that is all we have for this subject. That is it for episode 46, Cryptocurrency, part 1 of Quantum Foam. See you guys later.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.